This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here in the real time. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, seriously, I like it when you're with me. I like it when you're paying attention. I like it when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is paying attention. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And you know what? Head up there. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. You know, you can be involved in the conversation. You can see who we're having coming on, the topics we're discussing, all kinds of fun stuff. Well, I don't know about fun, but all kinds of stuff up there on the website. You know, it's a good chance, it looks like, you know, something else happens. I'll be at CPAC next week, which ought to be interesting. I don't know who's going to be there yet. I know there's going to be quite a few guys like myself that will be broadcasting, and we'll just see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. I love the ridiculous stories that you see come through on a regular basis, and I get them, and I go, these can't be real. I mean, we've gotten to the point to where God is almost like using a swear word. Using the word God, saying God bless you, or anything like that, it's just bad. And some of you, when I do some of these stories, they're from Canada, or they're from the UK, or what have you, you go, well, that's over there. Well, you know what? A lot of things that happen over there come this way. A teacher in England is out of a job for just a crazy reason. Now, she's a Christian, and she was honest about her beliefs when she was asked. Now, we've seen this happen in this state, in this country. And actually, in this state, the state of California, where a teacher was suspended. She didn't necessarily lose her job, but she was suspended for talking about what the kids asked her. They were having a discussion outside, and they asked her, like, you're a Christian. What do you believe about this, and where do you get that, and where does your book say that? And she was suspended for telling them. So now we can't even have conversation that administrators feel are uncomfortable. These people are brain dead. Now, according to an article on LifeSite News, an experienced educator named Svetlana Powell was fired from an academy for high school-age students in Bristol. And not only that, but she was also reported to as a radicalization threat to a government group that deals with counterterrorism tips. Think about that. She was reported to an anti-terrorism or counter. Yeah. Terrorism group. You like that? Shut up. The problem began when Powell was asked to sub for another teacher. As often happens, some students decide to challenge a temporary teacher. As often, it's like it almost always happens. Now, they purposely steered the classroom discussion towards her religion. One student in particular kept being disruptive. After the lunch break, the student continued talking while producing minimal work, so was asked to move away from the opposite end of the classroom. The student objected and then started to be argumentative about the tutor's faith, asking her first a question about her personal belief on evolution. I would have looked at him and said, listen, you little turd, what's that got to do with anything? Get your work done. What, are you afraid I'm going to pray that God will zap you because you won't get your work done? Just get your work done. Now, the rest of the class seemed interested. You know, I mean, how much of a teacher of you if you don't know you're being sucked into this, into the discussion? So the teacher did what many good educators do. She tried to use the existing topic to create a learning opportunity. She said, I decided to use the students' interest in the subject and to have a discussion to accommodate the activities included in the lesson plan. I considered the topic appropriate, and as the discussion about Christian views would contribute in raising cultural issues of our day and awareness of the religion, she thought that was an honest and open way to deal with these things. Right? It's a fair point, considering that Christianity is one of the largest religions in the United Kingdom and throughout the world, for that matter. Having a general understanding of what the followers believe should be valuable. That's if you want knowledge, unless you want to be ignorant. Those are my words. Isn't that really funny? It's like we were told by President Obama to go ask Muslims what they knew. Learn more about their faith. Learn more how to embrace them. And if you're a Christian and you even go down that road, oh my God, you need to be fired? You need to be, you know, reprogrammed? Seriously? Lost my place. Because I get irritated with this stuff. So having a general understanding of what the followers believe is valuable, they say. If not only from a cultural, you know, if only from a culturally awareness perspective. You know, we want to understand what the adherents to Judaism believe, or Hinduism, or any of those, really. You know, as a Christian, I'm not afraid of the other religions. I'm not afraid to talk with them. I'm not afraid to even understand what they believe and why they believe it. Matter of fact, as a Christian, I always tell my Christian friends, if you're spewing what the pulpit says, if you're just spewing something and you really don't know why, yeah, you're part of the problem. Same thing in politics. The students who had originally been warned about this behavior then asked the tutor for her personal views on homosexuality. She replied by saying that, well, that is a Christian, and she personally believes the Bible. She believes that the Bible says that homosexual activity was against God's will, but that God still loves every person regardless of what they did or what they do. See, that's terrible, isn't it? God doesn't like something you do, but he still loves you. I mean, isn't that how we are with our kids most of the time? You can't stand what they're doing or what they did, but you still love them? This is a key point. The teacher didn't set out to lecture the students or even push her views, right? I mean, listen to the story. Is she supposed to just sit there and go, sorry, can't answer that? Sorry, can't answer that? Sorry, can't answer that? That's wrong. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. I get the biggest kick out of that song. Remember the old days when they actually had vinyl? Sounds like they're like spinning it faster, like they're trying to talk like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation so I don't think I'm here all alone. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, going through these stories with me, firing off comments, stop sending me phony stories. I'm not smart enough to figure it out until I'm almost into them. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, there's so much stuff you can do up there. You know what I mean? I mean, this. Read the articles. Let us know what you think about them. Take the poll. I'm not telling you what it is. You have to go check it out on your own. You can click on Patreon, which is my politically incorrect posse, where you can get, you can become part of the inner circle, if you would. I don't know any other way to put it. Go over there and check it out. You'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, I want to get back to the story. See, I know there's stuff I'm supposed to do to help push the show forward, but I'm too excited about getting through some of these stories. So we were talking about how a teacher who simply told her students that God loves them has been fired. Right? They cited her with gross misconduct. But she was kind of corralled into it. She was kind of bumped into the situation. The kids were asking her all kinds of questions. If the kids are asking you all kinds of questions, are you supposed to tell them no? Sorry, can't answer you? That's not right. If any other religion, they'd probably be fine with it. But what is it, Judaism? Christianity? You're not supposed to respond? They asked her what her personal views were on something. She had said, I'm sorry, I'm not allowed by school law to tell you what my personal views are. Why not? I got to listen to your garbage all the time. I see it on TV. I see it in the newspaper. Why shouldn't there be a different viewpoint? Now, look, the kids even admit she didn't set out to lecture them or push her views on them. She honestly answered a question that the kids asked her. Should she have not answered? Should she have lied to them? It appears that some said that the teacher was being baited into saying something controversial, and then the particular disruptive student could really spark some aggravation. The same student then said that another student in the group was a lesbian, to which the tutor replied that God loves her. Well, why is that a problem? The tutor was then asked whether the lesbian student would go to hell, to which the tutor replied with the historic Christian view that for everyone who repents, turns to God, God has provided a way to salvation through his son. Wow. I mean, that's terrible. Doesn't that sound disgusting? I mean, putting out a message of hope to people that they have a way out of their situation, that's uncalled for. It's unheard of. You shouldn't do it. You should let people, you know, just sit there and dwell in their misery. It's just crazy. And I don't believe for a second that these kids didn't know what they were doing. The interaction was apparently enough to end the teacher's employment. The next day, Powell was told that students had made a complaint and said that she called into a hearing by the school administration and made to explain and defend the explanation of her faith that she had told to the class. What are you going to defend? It's what the Bible says. When it was over, Powell was out of a job, and more shockingly later, discovered that she had been referred to prevent a government anti-terrorism group that investigates reports of radicalism. I guess telling people that God loves them is radicalization. And if you guys don't think that that can come here, if you guys don't think that can happen here, you're out of your mind. When you look at what the far left does sometimes, the far left social progressives are doing in this country, and little by little, look at the one thing the Dems do so much better than Republicans, they do the long game, and they know the long game, and they take it chunk by chunk, bite by bite, and they know how to stay with it. The teacher is suing the school with the assistance of the Christian League Center, based on the view that she was dismissed, essentially for being a Christian. We are seeing a worrisome trend, he said, of cases such as this. The fact that Svetlana was reported to prevent for holding Christian views is a sign of our times. It shows how prevent will be used to punish innocent and soft targets. Freedom of religion is supposed to mean that a person's faith alone cannot be used as a basis of discrimination. It would be one thing if the teacher used her position to try to convert students, and I agree. As a Christian, I agree. Teachers, we shouldn't be pounding on kids to change to our way of thinking. I mean, the Bible even says they'd know us by how we acted. They know us by our fruits. They know us by how we carry ourselves. So the best thing a teacher or anybody else can do for a young person is to act in a godly fashion. And for those of you on the left who are going to send me emails and talk to me about how I don't act in a godly fashion, well, maybe not you're godly. Because my God doesn't believe in everything goes and anything goes. My God does have a list of things that you should and shouldn't do. Most of them to make sure that you're healthy. My God doesn't say, well, whatever makes you happy. Because he's not interested in your happiness. He's interested in your joy and your health. He's interested in keeping you with the family. See, we've become a society to where it's like, if I'm not happy about something, it can't be right. No, if you're not happy about something, maybe you need to change what's going on between your ears. Maybe you really don't understand what it's all about. She simply told the truth when a high school age student asked her about her faith and the tenets of her religion. She didn't repeat anything hateful, but apparently shared her belief in love. Now, see, that's the other thing that we go back and forth about with the left. They think love, when you love your kids or you love somebody, you let them do whatever they want to because apparently it'll make them happy, and if you love them, you want them to be happy. But they're not always going to be happy, are they? Right? Your son or daughter wants to eat 3 banana splits in a row because it's going to make them happy. How do you think that's going to work out after? And I'm being ridiculous on purpose. Right? Consider for a moment if the teacher had a different belief. What if she were a Sikh or Muslim or even atheist for that matter? Right? A classroom asking a Sikh to explain their religion or an atheist how to explain how they arrived at their views would be seen as culturally educational, but not as a Christian. Ponder on that during the break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Nothing says Americana like Charlie Daniels, right? I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, over my left shoulder is some of you who watch the show. I've got a television over my left shoulder. And I'm watching this media madness, you know, over all the other organizations just loving on North Korea for all intents and purposes, which shows you how whack they are. Do they not understand what they do to their people? Do they not understand the plight of the North Korean people? It's just amazing. This shows you that this thing with Trump is a sickness. Because I don't know anybody with two brain cells to rub together that would give North Korea any kind of kudos whatsoever. Would say anything about them that was positive in any way, shape, manner, or form. They sent one of our young Americans back here to die. And they knew what they were doing. I mean, if you're on the left and you're listening to the show and you're going to try to tell me in an email after the show, which I'll throw away anyway, about how wrong I am and how else are we supposed to bring them in. Well, you don't bring them in by sacrificing your people to them and hoping eventually they'll get over it. All right, back to the teacher who was fired for sharing, for not even really, she wasn't sharing her faith. She was simply talking about or responding to questions the kids were asking her. That is not sharing one's faith. As I said before the break, just think about something. If this teacher was a Sikh or an atheist or whatever, anything other than Christian Jew, it would have been seen as a cultural moment, a cultural educational moment. Right? How many other teachers? Do you think they would have drug a Muslim in front of that board? Seriously. Or a Sikh? Or any one of the other faiths? Hard to imagine any other faith being dragged in front of a review panel and then being shown the door for merely answering questions about their faith. You know, I've got friends of mine of all different faiths, and they know I'm a Christian. And I'm one of those guys, I'm probably your biggest nightmare at times. Because I'll be sitting there with lunch with you or what have you, and I'll say, hey, I hear you guys believe this. Straighten me out. And one guy in particular that I had been friends with for years, but he moved, I remember he looked at me and just smiled or giggled. And he said, no, actually, we don't believe that. Let me explain it to you. So I took the uncomfortableness out of it. We'd been known each other for a while, not really talked about this stuff. And he explained it to me. So it was a whole different animal at that point. It's a difference in a relationship because I took a minute to say, hey, I care enough about you. I want to know what you believe. I hear this about you guys, but tell me what you believe. That's terrible. Apparently, that's terrible today. Once again, those who talk about tolerance turn out to be incredibly intolerant. But we know this. We've seen this over and over and over again. You can't talk about anything. When it comes to conservative or Christian views, America should pay attention because this is not just happening in Britain. It's not just happening in Canada. It's happening here, too. At a smaller level right now, but it's happening here. You think about the stories that we've done over the years where you have our friends, the Freedom From Religion Freaks, right? And these guys come into a town, drive through a small town, all right? Little, you know, Joville, USA, population 700. They're very happy in their little town, right? They got a cross that's been on a little patch of town property. It's been there probably almost 200 years, dedicating the town as they did 200 years ago. And these guys drive through the town. They see the cross. They're highly offended. Nobody living in the town for the last 50 years has been offended. Or either that or they're really stupid. They don't know it's a cross. I don't know which, right? All of a sudden, these guys have got to go to court to remove the cross. They go to get that town to spend money to remove the cross. Because they're going to teach you what's best for you. Now here, this should send a shiver up your spine. These are the same people that want to tell you how wrong you were for voting for Trump, how wrong you are for being a conservative, how wrong you are for believing in God and guns. Don't you see the bigger picture? Look what they do to us here in California. The loons in South Africa, the ones that are continually getting pulled out of their seats, pulled out of office. Why? Because of sexual assault, sexual depravity. I mean, think about it. They don't get voted out. They get pulled out in handcuffs. But you guys in California, now we're on, I think, 5 stations in California. And if you're listening to this and you're a Democrat, can you explain to me why you're okay with that? Seriously, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Why are you okay with the shenanigans? You give them all the power. By giving them all the power, even you can't stop them. Right? Even you can't make them quit. You give them 2/3 of the power, and there is no stopping them. It is over at that point. And California's in a bad way. In a bad way financially. You have people leaving the state. You have businesses leaving the state. However, the hardcore left-wing Dems will tell you that's not true. And it is true. Why do you think they're having to up taxes? They can't handle money. It's constant fight with these people. And then after all that's done, they tax you some more because they can't hold on to the money. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay. Another good one. I think it's a good one. I believe it's a good one. According to a California judge, bakers can now refuse to make same-sex wedding cakes. In Bakersfield, a California bakery owner can continue to refuse to make wedding cakes for same-sex couples because it violates her Christian beliefs. That's according to a federal judge. The decision came after a lawyer for Taste Trees Bakery in Bakersfield argued that the owner, Kathy Miller, had a right to free speech and free expression of religion, and it trumps the argument that she violated the state anti-discrimination law. Which is really interesting how they're now approaching this. Free speech. Go ahead and fight that one. Kern County Superior Court Judge David Lamp agreed, but said Monday that his ruling was tied closely to the fact that Miller was being asked to make a cake for an event and that the act of creating it was protected artistic expression. Oh, that judge is creative, is he not? Lamp cautioned that the freedom of religion does not give businesses a right to refuse service to groups protected by the UNRUH Civil Rights Act. Now, in other circumstances, in Bakersfield, they've had things go in a different direction. A retail tire shop may not refuse to sell a tire because the owner does not want to sell tires to the same-sex couples, said the judge. No baker may place their wares in a public display case, open their shop, and then refuse to sell. Now, I've said that on this show. I've said when it comes to the daily stuff, when it comes to, you know, the birthday cake in the window or whatever, right? When it comes to any of those things, a restaurant, you can't refuse to service anybody. But when it comes to the celebration of a wedding, for a Christian anyway, right? Whether it's same-sex marriage, whatever the situation is, that goes against their religious belief, they shouldn't be forced to do it. You're asking them to celebrate what they believe to be sin. They can't do it. And don't give me that garbage that they shouldn't open the store. No. Why don't you be a human being? Why don't you be that kind and understanding and above it all person that you guys say you are and take your business elsewhere? Miller said it went against her Christian beliefs to make a cake for the same-sex couple. She told the newspaper she was overjoyed by the ruling respected the distinction that Lamp made between sale of a cake and the creation of one. I'm very happy to serve everything from my cases to anybody, she said, but it cannot be part of a celebration as it goes against my Lord and Savior. As an attorney for Mariah and Eileen Rodriguez, who bought the case, they were not available, nor were they comment. Now, you know this is all going to the Supreme Court, so we'll see what the Supreme Court does here shortly. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
Ain't nothing going to help.
Baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
I'm going to see your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're in the stretch, as they say. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. Don't just sit there scratching your head trying to figure out what you want to do or don't want to do or what have you. Get engaged. Find something, any topic, issue, whatever it is, find something that's close to your heart that you can move on, that you can do something with, and get engaged with it. Seriously, find out where it's going on close to you or how you can get engaged with it close to you, close to your home. If it's education, check out the school board meetings. Find out what's going on there. You know, if it's seniors, same thing there. Find, you know, there's got to be a senior center or a place close to you where you can actually, you know, do something with them. Help them out. Make life better for them. Whatever it takes. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. The that teacher that was fired. You know, again, I want you to think about how that can happen close to you. Look at the school district close to you. Make sure that you're supporting groups around you, groups close to you that may be running into stuff like that. Now, we were talking about the baker who refused to make a same-sex wedding cake in Bakersfield, California. The judge so far has sided with the baker. But, you know, bear in mind that this is, doesn't mean anything yet because the U.S. Supreme Court's going to take this up. All right, remember the Colorado baker who refused to bake a wedding cake for the same-sex couple? Now, Bakersfield, they agreed, you know, the premise was this was artistic ability. You can't force somebody to be artistic, which was an interesting twist on it. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that it's not freedom of religion, that you can force somebody to do something against their religious belief, why doesn't that scare you? I mean, some of you I know go, oh my God, that's terrible. But for the rest of you, do you realize it doesn't stop there? That at some point in time it may be turned on you? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How many of you really believe for a second that it was going to be easy for Trump to drain the swamp? I mean, I read some of the stuff that goes on that interweb place. And some of you that are writing and talking about how, you know, it's been a year, I don't understand why Trump hasn't done A, B, C, and D. Well, part of the reason is, remember, you've got civil service, you've got certain things you have to stay, guidelines you have to stay within. Trump wants to make it easier to fire people. Now, the unions go crazy with that because, A, they lose their dues, and B, they don't want anybody fired. They want the union to look like the heroes in the whole situation so you'll never turn against them. But if somebody's not doing their job, truly not doing their job, shouldn't they be fired? Couldn't they be fired? Now, Trump came up on Monday, which I loved the response, or earlier, including his $4 trillion budget plan for a major overhaul on hiring and firing, or I should say, how it's actually done in D.C. Right? It's a big deal. You know, if you're a buddy of somebody in D.C. and you get a job, guess what? You ain't going anywhere. Forgive me, but they'll keep you around until Jesus returns. It really is really, it's extremely, not really Israeli, it's extremely hard to fire a government worker, and you know it. You know what I'm saying? Now, following a Trump campaign promise to drain the swamp, the plan calls for several big changes, including ending automatic pay hikes that kick... Look, I'm always amazed at this. Government officials or government employees, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but they have a yearly, not even a performance, it's a yearly pay raise based on class they can take or how long they've been there. They call them step and column raises a lot of times. And basically what it is, you know, how many years you've been there, other classes you take, you move up a rung and you move across and all that other fun stuff. And I remember going through this with a few local unions and thinking to myself, over the years that they got 2% raises, the average worker was getting zip, nothing. So he wants department heads to put in processes and procedures to get rid of people that are underperforming, that are not doing their jobs. Why is this such a big deal? Why is the left going nuts with this? The workforce and the workplace have evolved in recent decades, but the government personnel system remains a relic of an earlier era. He's right. Federal workers themselves overwhelmingly agree in the surveys that the existing system fails to reward the best performers or appropriately deal with the worst performers. I mean, think about it. Think about how hard it is to fire a government worker. And on the other side of the coin, you can't bonus a government worker. Well, why not? Look, I know you're working for the government, but if you're looking for ways to save the government money, if you come up with a way to save the government, save people in your department millions of dollars, like in the real world, why shouldn't you get, I don't know, a $5,000 bonus at the end of the year? For working extra hard, for digging at something, for really finding out where the issues are and working through. Now, I know some people can say, well, that's what you get paid to do. That's your job. I get it. But sometimes people do go above and beyond. When you look at the mess that's been made in Washington, D.C. over the last 100 years or so, You're not going to turn that around overnight. This president, sorry to bust your bubble, this president is not going to fix things overnight. It's not going to happen. There's a lot more that needs to be done. It's going to be, if he's in there 8 years, and I believe he will be, it'll be all 8 years of Trump, and at least 4 years of the President Pence's administration before this actually starts to weed itself out, get cleaned up, the swamp actually starts smelling like clean water. You know, when Trump gave his State of the Union address last month, during the speech, the president called for Congress to empower every cabinet secretary with the authority to reward good workers and remove federal workers who undermine the public trust. Do you know how hard it was? You remember that whole EPA scandal where you had people spending money all over the country, no real responsibility, right? The one guy was spent, what, $3,000 a night in one of the hotel rooms because he was testing it out? To see how good it was going to be for one of their, you know, for one of their events. Is that nuts? Do you know how many empty buildings we have in the government? We have empty buildings all over D.C. and other places that's owned by the federal government that are empty. Because we had a plan or something that we were going to do. We bought the building. We own the building, and it's almost impossible to get rid of a government-owned building. Now, the feds might be a little different. But get rid of them. We are leasing space in buildings that we don't own, and we own buildings that are empty. I would bonus somebody, whatever department that is, to go out there and consolidate all this garbage, pull it all together, and make it happen. Save us some money. Fill those empty buildings. Get out of the leases that we're in. Think about that. We're paying. Think about this. We own buildings sitting empty. They still have to be maintained. And then we're leasing buildings where none of that money goes to us. It goes to the owner of the building. I wonder whose uncle, cousin, or brother those buildings belong to. You know what I mean? Also, the president wants to raise or change salaries to be commensurate with the private sector. And why shouldn't we? No, seriously, think about this. I know some of you go, well, they're government workers. They shouldn't expect to get paid more. I hear what you're saying. But then you get somebody who's good, somebody who's in there doing the job, and they realize they can make $15,000 or $20,000 a year more working for an outside company. Well, you don't want that. You want to keep those people in as best you can. Federal employees with a high school diploma or less earn approximately 53% more than peers with similar education levels in the private sector. Come on, think about that. If you have a high school diploma or less, you actually earn more money than somebody in the private sector would earn at the same level. So somehow the government values you more with less education. Right? Did I read that wrong?
I don't know.
Huh. College graduates earn about 21% more than their private sector counterparts, while people with advanced degrees earn 18% less than the government. You see, it's just all over the place. Can't be like that. You're not going to get good people unless it's equal. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.